The Skirball Cultural Center presents the 14th season of its free sunset concerts celebrating musical traditions from around the globe Thursday nights this summer. On Thursday, July 29th, Natasha Atlas performs her electrifying mix of multicultural music. This international sensation is a widely praised solo artist and known for her work with Transglobal Underground. Her ecstatic soaring vocals cover musical territory ranging from edgy Arabic-flavored electronica to French chanson and UK pop to create an unforgettable sound experience. At the Skirball, Thursday, July 29th. Doors open at 7. For more information, call 310-440-4500 or visit kpfk.org. KPFK is a media sponsor for the Sunset Concerts at the Skirball.
Hi, this is Gabriel Roth from Daptone Records and Sharon Jones of the Dap Kings, and you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles and 98.7 FM Santa Barbara.
You're listening to KPFK's Melting Pot. My name is Michael Barnes. We are here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. And right now we have a couple people in the studio, Chad Koros and Derek Assam from the Make It Funky Fest that is going to be going on in Chinatown on Saturday, July 31st. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Good, good.
All right. Now, last year we had a very similar thing. It was called the Funk Rumble Block Party.
Yes.
And that was the first go-round, and now it's been changed to Make It Funky. So that's the first kind of thing I was interested in, is just why the name change.
The Funk Rumble was just a test to mm-hmm. see how, you know, if it would was a success. Mm-hmm. And I had another business partner back then who came up with the name and is no longer working with us anymore, so I had to change the name to Make It Funky. But so so we decided to, you know, to change it for that reason.
But the heart and soul of this last year was Flock Shop, and again, this year is Flock Shop.
Yeah,
so,
yes.
And, you know, and thinking about it, Make It Funky, I think, has a broader and a more universal kind of connotation. I think when you think of Make It Funky, it ties into what we're doing with this. You think of Make It Funky, you think of James Brown, you think of that funk, mm-hmm. you think of, like, that goodness, and I think that's what we're kind of representing with some of this, right?
Yeah, even without Block Party in the title, it still has that party kind of feel to it.
Because it's more than just a block party. Mm-hmm. You know, the tagline, we were talking about this outside, is a Make It Funky Music and Arts Festival.
Yeah.
You know, because it's more than just music. You know, through the Flock Shop, who is tied into all the independent artists, the Flock Shop, their boutique in downtown,
mm-hmm.
All independent artists as vendors. It's not the same old folks that you see at all these other things. All small lines and, you know, kind of helping out the little guys.
Supporting the arts.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I think sets this one apart from, because, you know, summertime is really chock full of a lot of kind of all day or all weekend fests, but this one has one, it seems really organic, really put together with Los Angeles and the different communities around and in Los Angeles. And it has the music, it has the art, it has all the culture put into it, too.
Well, the reason we're Flock Shop is doing this event is because we want to try to bring an awareness to Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in this younger demographic that doesn't know about Chinatown, doesn't know that there's galleries and bars and boutiques, little restaurants, a lot of things to do over there. So we're trying to bring in awareness.
Definitely, definitely so. And, I mean, the list, the flyer doesn't have the full list of everybody that's going to be there, but they're, in addition to the bands, there's like, I guess it does mention this, the 50-plus DJs.
Yes.
There's some 25-plus artists that are going to be painting live, and that's literal. That means they're painting live. You see the art that they're going to create. Certainly the case last year, and that was one of the, I thought, really interesting parts about the fest last year, which I was really happy to be a part of, and once again happy to be a part of this one.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, some food and vendor areas, just a lot of incredible stuff
and
going
this
on
year with. Instead of doing regular food vendors, we have a curated food truck court. Mm. We've sought out some food trucks that we're really excited about. Lomi Origato, the Shrimp Guys, Spring Street Smokehouse, the White Rabbit, which is a new truck. It's a Filipino fusion truck.
Mm-hmm.
Flying Pig. And then we have two dessert trucks, which is Big Swirl. It's basically a whole truck all on the side of all soft serves and stuff you can come up
oh,
with.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, so it'll be fun.
Yeah.
And then the tropical shave ice.
Tropical
so we have
shave
the shave ice,
yeah.
ice, you know. So there's a little bit of everyone for the food truck court. So hopefully for all the foodies that's out there, you know, we've got the food truck court definitely in effect.
Yeah, and all of it sounds like a, you know, nice summertime fair. And being on a Saturday instead of a Sunday last time, it'll be interesting to see if that changes the dynamic in terms of the people who show or just the general crowd dynamic.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're starting a little bit later in the day. Last year we started at noon and try to avoid some of that midday heat.
It was way too hot last year. Yeah, way too hot.
Yeah.
You know.
Records were melting.
And, you know, we're not stopping at midnight. The festival stops at midnight, but we're doing an after party right after, right at the Grand Star. People don't have to leave.
That's free for the 21 and over, so you can hang out.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about these bands, or at least kind of the idea behind putting this festival together, at least on the music side. So for this one, for Make It Funky, once again going on Saturday, July 31st in Chinatown, we have E-Reese and Core Elements, Simple Citizens, Baby Stone, Jeremy Soul's Musaics, The Rebirth, and Connie Price and the Keystones, which is going to feature several MCs, and Wild Child's going to be there. Doc here from Jurassic 5. I thought I also heard that maybe Persepi
be there as well.
Yeah, could you tell me just kind of how you guys, in terms of envisioning this Make It Funky, all these groups, different kind of sounds, there's some funk in them all, but can you tell me a little bit about how you kind of put together the lineup and kind of your vision in putting together the festival?
I've always been a music lover.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the bands that are, you know, going to be performing are bands that I've always dreamed about seeing at the same time on the same stage. And so so pretty much just, you know, I'm huge fans of these groups, and they're all locals, and I just think it's a great idea to showcase what I love, you know. And I mean, it's good music.
It's a rare chance when you're in a position that he's been in and able to do this for the second year of being a fan of a band and actually being able to sort of handpick the people you want. It's like, I've always, like, when you think of your dream bill, it's like, ooh, I would like to see these guys and these guys and these guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, on a small scale right now, we're able to do this with, you know, a really diverse group of bands. You got the organic live hip-hop sounds of Simple Citizens and E-Reese. Mm-hmm. You know, live hip-hop bands. There's not a whole lot of those out there, you know. And they can bring that funky, jazzy edge to it. In addition to Connie Price and the Keystones, who backs Big Daddy Kane and, you know, Tear It Up. And, you know, Jeremy's going to bring that kind of Afro-Caribbean jazzy flavor to it. And Baby Stone's going to bring that serious Baby Stone funk on it. And it's just a, you know, it's a really diverse lineup that, you know, should be, you know, something for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that I think I was, again, most impressed with last year. And I, you know, it's just based off the lineup and how everything seems like it's going to go, I imagine it's going to be like this again. Was just not just the diversity of sounds, but also the diverse crowd that came out. I mean, it's one of the things about Los Angeles, particularly for people who aren't raised here, but even for people who are raised here, I mean, it's a pretty segregated town.
It is.
You know, and the neighborhoods are very segregated in terms of particular racial or ethnic groups and also around class lines. But the thing that I really thought, and also other music fests in a lot of cases tend to draw a fairly segregated crowd.
Right.
You know, particular crowds or particular focus on particular styles of music. And again, that was the thing that I thought was really nice about last year, and also it seems like it's going to be nice once again about this year, is that there is that diversity of sounds that brings in that diversity of Los Angeles, bringing everybody together.
And when when you're talking about funk and soul music, that's the type of music it's timeless, the stuff that gets played by the DJs and the bands. Like, these are sounds that have been around for a long time, are going to be around for a long time, and they cross all of these lines that go through LA, you know. And it's not the flavor of the moment or what's popular right now. This is just the continuity of the soul music that's out there, which is representative of the stuff that you play in your show, representative of what they do with Soul Sessions and a lot of other affiliated DJs. It's just an extension of I think the best of what LA is about, sort of on this underground.
That's what we're trying to do, is we try to pick some of the best of what's hot. So you got music, you got art, you got fashion, and you got food, and then you mix that all together, and that's how you make it funky. You know, so that's what we're trying to showcase.
And this is definitely going to be quite an affair. Once again, Make It Funky is going on Saturday, July 31st. Some of the featured bands include The Rebirth, Jeremy Soul's Mosaics, Baby Stone, Simple Citizens, E-Reese and Core Elements, and also Connie Price and the Keystones, which are going to feature several MCs. I wouldn't be surprised if some other people just show up.
I would,
that Connie Price set, you know.
Oh yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if there are any other special guests. We know Wildchild, Doc here from Jurassic 5, and Persepi are going to be featured MCs with Connie Price and the Keystones, but who knows who else is going to show up. And so what are the particulars about this? It's in Chinatown. It's basically in the Central Plaza, kind of fenced off, right?
Yes, it'll be fenced off. It's $5 before 6 o'clock, then it's $10 after that. Kids 10 and under are free. It's an all-ages event.
Very family-friendly.
Very family-friendly. We were going to have a kids section this year, but unfortunately, we're going to have it next year. Hmm. But kids are welcome. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. There were a lot of kids last year as
yes,
well.
Yes, there was. Yeah.
Good dancing kids as well. Yeah. You don't see in a lot of places.
For folks who are familiar with the Chinatown area, if you know where Grand Star is, that's basically what your marker is for this thing. Yeah. Everything's kind of centered around that. The main stage will be in the parking lot right outside of that, and everything extends all around Grand Star into the back parking lot where the food truck area is. And I think people would be surprised on just the spacing we have for this thing and just the diverse amount of things to see just in this little Chinatown area, this plaza.
Yeah, and you can kind of get a sense of what you're going to be in store for if you go to website. What's the website? The current website now is...
It's makeitfunkyfest.com.
Okay, and there are some pictures from last year's festival up there, right?
Yes,
yeah. And last year, let's see, who was on the bill last year? Last year it was Breakestra, The Lions, Orgone was on the bill, Jay Boogie's Dubtronic Science as well was
and
on
E-Reese
the bill.
And performed last E-Reese. Year also.
E-Reese performed with Inca One, you know, last year. So yeah, it was a good show. We had Slang on there.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of, again, independent, primarily Los Angeles-based artists, California artists for sure.
Yes.
And also hosted by a couple of friends of mine who, you know, I used it to spend over at KCRW and hosted by Jeremy Soul and superstar DJ Anthony Valadez as well, who are probably going to be on the decks. In addition to the Remitch, you know, we should mention we were hoping to actually have a DJ set with the Remitch who does soul sessions.
Yes.
But our technology kind of just didn't allow us for that to happen, unfortunately, this time around. But we're definitely going to get the guys from Soul Sessions to come through on a separate date.
For sure,
When I can guarantee that everything is going to work the way it's supposed to work.
And we only have a handful of mainstays DJs. Yeah. It's the two gentlemen you just mentioned, Jeremy Soul and Anthony Valadez, yourself, and the guy with some of the prettiest hair in Los Angeles as far as DJs
the Remitch.
Goes, the Remitch.
I know.
Yeah.
All the girls love him.
It really does pain me that he couldn't get a DJ set, because you can kind of feel the hair through the vibes that come out of the music. But it'll be coming sometime in the near future. We're going to bring all you guys in. So once again, this is Make It Funky on Saturday, July 31st. This is a music and arts festival, and they are very serious about that. Not just the artists, the bands that are going to be performing, which once again is going to feature Connie Price and the Keystones with MCs Persepi, Wildchild, and Doc here. Also The Rebirth, Jeremy Soul's Mosaics, Baby Stone, Simple Citizens, E-Reese and Core Elements, hosted by Jeremy Soul and Anthony Valadez. And also around the general areas. That was one of the things, just real quickly, maybe we can touch on that. Just kind of the idea to put DJs in all these various spots around where it's kind of like you're constantly surrounded by sound.
Yeah. Music is what connects the whole event together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we have over 50 DJs, 6 sound areas.
Yes.
And everything's just connected together. So everywhere you go, you're going to hear music.
So each time you walk to a separate area, you know, you come in through and you'll see the main stage and there'll be things going on there. And you pass through the art walk, and right at the end of the art walk, there's another DJ area.
Mm-hmm.
You make that turn and go up into the food truck area. The first thing you're going to see in here is another DJ going to see the food trucks. And when you go back around to the back other vendor area, there's more DJs.
More DJs.
Yeah. You go
more
inside
art.
Yeah. And when you go inside the Grand Star to go get a drink, there's more DJs. So it's DJs. Like we're constantly surrounding you by music of different styles, different sounds, and different people to just really keep that vibe going all day.
There's also a photo booth, the Holy Vampire photo booth.
Oh, pretty cool.
So, yeah, you can get immortalized. And, I mean, there's just so much going on. The art's amazing. There's a sculptor that does monster heads, and he's going to be doing a monster head. 25-plus artists painting live.
Yes.
There's a gallery wall that's curated by the Hive Gallery.
Wow.
And I mean, it's just so much.
And when we say
so
this
much
is,
goodness,
yes, it's a community grassroots effort. You know,
we rely on attendance to pay for this event.
We have no corporate sponsorship. We have no major sponsors, and the staff of this is the Flock Shop, which is two people and two assistants, which is myself and Oscar. So it's essentially
and Oscar, our vendor coordinator, and my wife Michelle, who throws this, produces this whole thing with me. Mm-hmm. They're working really hard right now at Flock Shop right now.
Yeah,
so. Big ups to them.
Big ups to them. It's a very small run thing, and we're relying on the goodness of people donating their energy, donating their time, and wanting to be a part of this grassroots thing that really represents some of the best and brightest that LA has to offer.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's the thing. You know, it's you know a lot like KPFK. You know, we wouldn't be able to do the things on the radio that we were able to do without you know having our sponsorship come directly from the people.
Because
if it came from corporations, you know, who knows what we wouldn't be having this conversation. Yeah, I would be playing totally different music. I wouldn't be here.
Right.
You know, because I couldn't do that. So I mean, that's one of the things that I hopefully this will continue and keep getting even stronger from year to year. Because it does have all the flavor of Los Angeles all wrapped up into one music and arts festival, mm-hmm. and really great sounds.
Feel the same way,
and so better,
and that's why I sing
of
my life.
Music from Tim Weisberg in the background right now. Time Cube, the name of the track from his record Hurtwood Edge on the A&M record label from around about 1971. I think it was also on a 45. Ahead of this, you heard music from Tony Tornado from self-titled record, which you think would be his first record, but actually it's his second one on Odeon from 1972. Yeah, 1972. Record's still over here. Aposta, the name of the song. Somebody needs to reissue that record and the one before it, too. Preferably on vinyl. Just saying. Sugar Billy Garner ahead of that from a record called Super Duper Love on the Fast Track record label. You heard the title track. Jimmy McGriff also in the set. The Now Thing, the name of the song from his album Soul Sugar. Start things off with brand new music, though it has that old school sound from Myron and E with the Soul Investigators. Soul Investigators out of Finland, and the 7-inch also is out of Finland on the Timian record label, which specializes in that kind of retro modern soul kind of sound. Myron and E, though, are two dudes from California. Myron originally from Los Angeles, and E also goes by E the Boss and is out of the Bay Area. And I'm pretty sure that the Broadway that that song mentions on Broadway is probably the one in Oakland, but it could be the one here. So who knows? Either way, it works. On a 45, once again, on the Timian record label, Myron and E with the Soul Investigators. And once again, wanted to thank Chad and Derek and also the Remitch for coming through and talking about Make It Funky, which is going on once again over at Chinatown next Saturday, July the 31st, and all kinds of people performing on the main stage, including Connie Price and the Keystones, The Rebirth, Jeremy Soul's Mosaics, Baby Stone, Simple Citizens, E. Reese and Core Elements, hosted by KCRW DJs Jeremy Soul and Anthony Valdez, old friends of mine, and a few DJs up there too. I think I'm doing a set, real short set, like from 9, 9:30, somewhere around there. But really, I'm like the least of things you should see there. So many things going on over at Make It Funky next Saturday. Ought to be a real good time. Going to continue the music while we still got a good bit of time here at Melting Pot before Folk Scene comes up at the top of the hour. Going to play you something that another record that sounds old, but I'm pretty sure this is a new group. It's a group called The How, and here they are doing a version of The Kinks, Polly, right now for you on Melting Pot here at KPFK 90.7 FM.
We'll be right back. Hi, kids. This is the bear.
Wow.
In 1940, Tommy McLennan did the Whiskey-Headed Woman. Now, in 1968, we're going to do the Whiskey-Headed Woman number two.
Oh.
She's a whiskey-headed woman. Lord, she's loaded all the time. Yes, she's a whiskey-headed woman. Lord, she's loaded all the time. If she don't stop drinking, she's bound to make me lose my mind. She went out last night, yeah, the night before. She went out last night now, Lord, she went out the night before. If she don't stop a fooling, I'm gonna drive her right out that door. Now I don't want no woman that's always written sand. Yes, I don't want no woman that's always raising sand. If she don't treat me right, I'm gonna send her to the promised land. Oh, you better watch your step, child. You're gonna go on. I told my woman, Lord, I told her 40 times. Yes, I told my woman, I told her 40 times. If she don't stop this drinking, I'm gonna leave her far behind. Yeah, baby, you gotta stop that drinking. Yeah, I saw you last night being held down by them two men. Hague and Hague, yeah. I don't mind you getting high, baby. Just watch your step now. Watch that whiskey. Yeah, whiskey ain't no good. No good at all. That'll happen.
It's that Brooklyn again. That Brooklyn again.
The highest caliber. Make it a night to remember like Shalimar. Then escape to Havana with Asada. Do what I gotta. Planes get shot down in Cuban airspace over the water. I got insight, it's a clear case of reading your aura. Man, what you got for us as my black men stand in line like a chorus. Making these MCs our sons like Horus. I'm always taking shots like a Japanese tourist. Get the picture, fly to Kazasosa, no exposure.
I'm sipping wishing well water imported from Pluto. That's why my eyes is glassy, so you ain't got the ice. The interplanetary Illuminati move your body. I trick the stars first, so flow further to Scotty. I do basement parties on a mothership. Now I'm on planet Earth on some other shit. Man, inhabitants of this world be striving and struggling. Trying to eat food and keep the rights to they publisher. Huh. Ghetto red hot, man, that growth is like bubbling. Can't get no peace cause the beasts keep troubling. Youth they oppose and the blows they be doubling. Night heads is trifling, the shots they be thundering. Ways and customs don't make any sense. They be giving me stress and they test my maintenance. Use the sand and the Uma as my sustenance. Know the style will never lack. Melon is my
in
evidence.
In order to be effective, with your words you must be selective. Right. Cause showing and proving is the prime directive. Moving those who are outdated with vernaculated thoughts. So every time I take a turn, MCs take a loss. My point across, I gotta get to where I wanna be. As the wickedest public speaker since 73 or 74, which was the year I first touched ground. As the physical manifestation of sight and sound. So gather round to hear the profound brown vomiter. Absorb the sonic energy manifesting through your monitor. Delivering proof, I make the truth sound clear. Mr. Man and Nine Ether represent right here. Check
this
it
is
out.
Once in a lifetime like a hairless comet. Yo, we bring it to Medina like the Prophet Muhammad.
Peace be upon him and
This is once in a lifetime like a Halley's Comet. Never yeah, again. Bring it to Medina like the Prophet Muhammad.
Peace be upon he and we MC. Speak the fortified live exhibit level degree.
Yo, what's wrong with this picture? Don't it seem bugged? MCs is high on A supply. Sounds like they taking drugs. Y'all tripping like mescaline and killing the feeling like penicillin. Switching the line to rich and dancing on the ceiling. Go ahead and be your heroine, your own mind. The internet, coke is it when you online. Smoking dirty weed, ignoring them medicinal herbals. So we in your act like you was Richard Gere and we was gerbils. You get stepped on like crack vials by ghetto children plus. Swept under the rug, we turned the innocent to dust. You done came out of the earth. What's your life worth when you get left with what you had on the day of your birth?
Yo, it's the super scientifical, high power prolifical. Lyrically a miracle, mentally I'm physical. Massively I'm critical, verbally invincible. These kids wanna battle but the material's pitiful. The only original, wicked individual. Whenever I rhyme I break it down into syllables. Simply because it's coming straight out of Brooklyn. It sounds so out of sight I got the blind people looking. It's Mr. Man to act boy, what? You get stolen. I cut your mouth in half and leave you with a semicolon.
We cold crushing MCs, let's go rushing for the cheese. They see a flash in the pan waiting for royalties.
But kings and queens get overthrown when they grab the microphone. Shooting videos in homes that they know they'll never own. I guess they cannot work alone, they forever with crew. L sparking, steady barking about the wildness they do. Posing in photographs, shot at complimentary angles. Be playing Mr. Tubby when they feminine like bangles. Practices is fraudulent, fallacies record the tape. Step in my zone, your spot to get blown like Watergate.
This is once in a lifetime like a Halley's Comet. Yo, we bring it to Medina like the Prophet Muhammad.
Peace be upon he and we MC. Speak the fortified live exhibit level degree.
This is once in a lifetime like a Halley's Comet. Yo, we bring it to Medina like the Prophet Muhammad.
Peace be upon he and we MC. Speak the fortified live exhibit level degree. Word up, wanna send a big shout out to Native Tongue. My man Kamal Fareed, my man Ali Shaheed, my C, my Nelly and D. My man Quali and Mr. Man, of course, all Brooklyn area crew, all Queens crew, Shaolin, Long Island too, and all my favorite sporting outlets for having all of my favorite kicks on half price.
Got you looking
good.
We'll be right back. when you look at me, baby, all my life, can't you see right inside? I act like a mama deep down inside me. I'm your mama's love. You can't judge a book by looking only at the cover. Don't try.
That is just about all the time I got for you guys this week. In that last set, you just finished hearing music from a group called Cactus, which should have been a lot bigger than they were. But You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover, the name of the song from self-titled record on Atco. Also in a set from a 12-inch, Reflection Eternal, also featuring Mr. Man and Mos Def from a classic, I guess kind of post-True School. I don't know what we're calling True School, Old School, and all that stuff anymore. But Fortified Live, the name of the track from a 12-inch on the Raucous record label. Canned Heat, ahead of that, Whiskey-Headed Woman number 2 from Boogie with Canned Heat. The Sorrows in there from a reissue of their album Take a Heart. You heard the song Teenage Letter. And then a group called The How doing a kink song called Polly. And The How is a new group. They feature Matt from Henry's Dress and Stu Boy Racer. So there you go. That's from a split 7-inch from The How and Boy Racer. That came out on 2 record labels split between them, 555 and Slumberland, earlier in the year. That is all I got for you here at Melting Pot, KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. You need to get a hold of me before next week. You can email me at michael@meltingpotblog.com. That's also the name of my blog, Melting Pot. blog.com is where you can find it on the internets, and Facebook page too. All of that is available on the KPFK page for Melting Pot. Y'all take care. Folk Scene is up next, and I will see you when I see you.
KPFK is proud to announce a new and exciting way for you to support your favorite radio station. Check out our online auction page linked from kpfk.org. You can now bid on fun gifts like a package of passes to any Lemley Theatre, the Huntington Gardens and a local restaurant, or a one-of-a-kind sketch of Noam Chomsky, or a set of 10 newly published books to enhance your library. Make a bid today through the online auction page at kpfk.org. We'll be adding new items all the time, so stop by regularly to see what's new. The best part is all proceeds benefit KPFK. If you have an item you'd like to donate for auction, let us know by emailing auctions@kpfk.org. And thanks as always for supporting KPFK, radio powered by the people.